In this episode, I speak about how Combat was founded and why our values and vision is so important. My name is Michael Coates, and together with Des Fraser and Sean Jones MC, we will be bringing you conversations that inform, develop, educate and declassify. We will be speaking about myths, phobias and the impact that infestations can have on your business, family life, community and psychological well-being. This is the Combat Pest Control Podcast. So this essentially all started in 2015, end of 2015. I'd been out of the army for some time. I was in the fire service and I got a call telling me a good friend of ours had been diagnosed a few years before with post-traumatic stress disorder. And it was really bad for him. You know, he was having trouble. Real trouble sleeping and communicating with his family, and he'd put a lot of weight on, and he'd got into a depression off the back of the trauma. And then we started hearing of our friends and friends of friends and seniors that we'd known and peers and a lot of people were suffering a little bit and quite often suffering in silence. And our friend had gone through the combat stress kind of treatment program. So now I originally wanted to do something just to give some funds back. And we had a small pest control business. My friend Des, he was in the Middle East and in the Indian Ocean doing some anti-piracy stuff. And he wanted to come back and settle. And we'd spent years in the military together and we'd always been best mates. So I taught him how to do pest control, to sort out rats and mice. And I remember we sat at a kitchen table and we said, look, if we're going to set this business up, like, what do we actually want to do? Like, what do we really want to achieve from this? Because we can sometimes see business as just for profit, but do we want to do something as a force for good? Do we want to create something of real meaning and purpose? So we both sat down and said, like, what do we want? And the number one on the list was to employ veterans, reservists, spouses and partners. And this, which I'll go into in a bit more detail, was to create the best team. So it was about employment. We wanted to educate and assist children in conflict, which sounds like a crazy idea for two guys in a van and the idea of a pest control business. We wanted to protect our customers because that's what we've always done. You know, whether that's me being in the fire service in the military before, whether that's Des doing, private security or again in the military, we wanted to protect people and we wanted to support our injured service personnel. This was 2015 and those that had been injured and coming off the back of it really did need that extra support. So the employment piece, employment of veterans, reservists, spouses, partners, what does that mean for us and why did we choose that? And we wanted to create the best team. We wanted to create the best team we possibly could. And we knew that the transferable skills from the military would and do transfer into the pest control industry really, really well. Good communication, being able to problem solve, get on with the task at hand. And then there's a main values base around that, like really looking after people and working by yourself, but have a bigger meaning, a bigger objective. And this first part of our vision was really important, actually. And it's something that we go back to every single day. And it's all about that teamwork, really, the very essence of why we joined the military and what we developed within the military. And if you look at kind of 3 points of human development, dependency, independency and then interdependency. We very much look at our military community as being interdependent. So dependency is to rely on another person and not being able to support yourself. So a baby is very dependent. Independent, being independent is great. You're not reliant on anyone else and you can support yourself. You can give yourself self-care. But then interdependent is to know and understand that everyone relies upon each other to create an end task, to create and meet an end objective. And that's what the military community does really, really well. Generally speaking, bringing people in together to achieve something and the end vision, which again was really important to us. You know, we're dealing with people who are sometimes vulnerable, with our clients sometimes need someone to come out and deal with something that's not great for them. So to have that group of individuals to create the best team we could was vital. Next thing was to educate and assist children in conflict. And right at the start, it's crazy to think that two guys in a van could do this, but that is what we did. We partnered with an organization called B1G1, which fundamentally meant every invoice that we created provided a day's education for a street child in Afghanistan. And that's what we did for 3 years. That first three and a half years, every invoice we did, we provided a day's education for a street child in Afghanistan, all of our domestic work. We've changed a little bit now, so we provide building material for schools for children in conflict areas. But fundamentally, yes, education and assisting children. We also partnered with an organization called Apopo. So they train African pouch rats, these big, big rats. They go into minefields and they detect ordnance and explosives. Both myself and Des, we're both in the Royal Engineers who deal with demolition and explosives. So we appreciate that risk. And actually the rat and the connection for us was too great. You know, we're kind of sorting out a rat in Chiswick or Hammersmith or Hampstead, and rats are getting trained by the funds that we're providing them in areas of Asia and Africa and everywhere else where there's still mines laid down. And these rats do a great thing. And 50% of all landmine injuries around the world are children. And then there's loads of negatives to come off the back of, you know, amputations and those that survived blast and mine injuries. So yeah, that's what we do. And we're really proud to do that. Next thing was to protect our clients and protect our customers. And that could be as simple as, you know, just really going over and above what we wanted to do, like whether that's really trying to develop our product and learn from our mistakes, so every time we get a little bit better. Whether that's helping people who are vulnerable, who can't potentially afford a service like ours. You know, both myself and Des were from social housing backgrounds, and I don't think my parents would have been able to afford a private company, you know, that have looked elsewhere or tried to do it themselves. So we created a separate website where there's loads of information on. So we've got our business site, combatpestcontrol.com, and we've also got warrenpest.com. And that is all about DIY information and really just getting that out there. And off the back of that as well, and we wrote the book, War on Pest, From Basra to Bedbugs. And again, that's all about giving information out for free, you know, always about trying to prevent an infestation happening, trying to protect people, whether they're vulnerable or not, or whether they're what their financial situation is, or whatever their background is. If we can give information out that helps people and looks after people and looks after communities, then we've won. We really have. But we've got some great clients. You know, we've got social housing clients. We've got, you know, big business. We've got some parts of the MOD, the Royal Hospital Chelsea. We're really proud to protect those veterans. And we do a great job working together to ensure that complex site is dealt with. We're currently working with the NHS. So we're really proud to work with customers and clients that share values and want to work together to achieve an end objective. Last thing on the list is to support our injured service personnel. 2015, that was the right move to support injured service personnel. You know, and like I said before, that's what was needed at the time. And not so much now. At the start, we wanted to raise funds, so we used to do like ultramarathons and long distance swims and raise some cash and generate that way, which was great. You know, it was great to give to charity, but we wanted to do something bigger. We wanted to provide employment, which we have done. You know, we've got guys who are very high functioning, who've got trauma injuries, but produce the goods every single day. But how could we use the stories and the experiences from those that were injured and from those that have experienced conflict and trauma and put that out to the masses, put that out to a population. So we created the Declassified podcast. That podcast is at 350,000 downloads. It's been very, very successful. We got into the 2019 British Podcast Award for Best Interview with all like the big hitters like the BBC and all the big media houses as such. But we've recorded some really, what would the words be? We've recorded some really honest and open accounts from everything really, from PTSD, those guys that have suffered it from Iraq and Afghanistan, and we've spoke to psychiatrists and plastic surgeons and historians. We've spoke to people who've been subjected to domestic violence and child sex abuse. We've really hit a lot of things, including like the refugee crisis and you know, those that have experienced amputations, and but always it's how can we grow and how can we develop because of that, and how can we impact society in a way, in such a positive way that we can leave a legacy from these conversations. And so that's how that podcast started, the Declassified podcast. And it's something we're really proud of. And we've had, we've in recent times, we've had, you know, Prince Harry's been on the podcast, and now Honorary Colonel Tom Moore's been on the podcast, as well as ministers and charity leaders and you know, some really inspirational people. And that will continue. But fundamentally, you know, we wanted to create something that was founded on this vision, but also on a set of values. And those values are really, really important to us. And we always look to our clients when we're working with them, especially when we're working with people long term. Do they share the same values? Because like any partnership, like any relationship, the best ones, the ones that last, the ones that really mean something, are always founded on a base of values, whether that's your best friend or your partner or your parents or brothers and sisters. Those that really mean something are values based. And for us, we looked at seven. And there's obviously more than this that we stand for, but these seven core values were really important to us. And the first one is the commitment to unrelenting pursuit of excellence. And as simple as this sounds, it takes the most work. And that's because as a team, we're never content to sit still. We are always driving to find new and better ways, more efficient ways actually of doing something. And I suppose that's what bonds us together in many ways. You know, we make mistakes, we test, but we innovate and develop. And that's where we can look after our customers. That's where we can look after our business in the best way, you know, never standing still and always trying to grow, which kind of leads me into the second, which is being open-minded. And again, it's simple as that sounds, but we never get sidetracked by what a competitor is doing. And we look for guidance and mentoring elsewhere, and we keep an open mind. Because even as a small company, we are constantly trying to evolve and to try and to do that, or to do this is to stay open-minded. And that might be one of the guys on the ground, a different perspective. And it's such an important trait to have. And it's why we are always looking at our systems, always looking at the way we work, and always trying to, again, grow and develop. The third one is being mindful and respectful of others. You know, we understand that everyone is different. How one individual may work or learn may be different to another. We believe that success is built on adapting to different needs and valuing each other or each person bring, and what they bring to a team is essential in doing this. You know, to respect everyone regardless of background or status is really important. And I suppose a policy that we've always formed and always lived by is, you know, first be mindful, offer respect, and certainly trust will follow. Being happy is number four on the list. As basic as that sounds and seems, you know, happiness is so important. And now I'm not talking about jumping around like a child fueled on ice cream, but inner happiness is key. And we always look at how we can develop good physical and good mental fitness. The podcast, the Declassified podcast, helps with that. You know, we take a lot of inspiration and guidance off that. But simple things make a really big impact, and we try and implement that into the business. Next is accountability. And what we mean by this is creating clear roles and responsibilities, so everyone knows what they're accountable for. And by doing this, we share a collective responsibility for a task. But having a clear role of which we play a part in achieving a bigger objective is great. When individuals within a team understand exactly what is needed, then we remove the risk of confusion, which in turn creates more accountable communities. And this goes for our customer as well. We always try and make things clear about what they need to do, about what we need to do to achieve the end objective. Next is to honor humility. I mean, regardless of what you do in life, to honor humility and never forget why we are here is something we stand by, and we are really adamant on that. And although we strive for excellence, we also remain humble. We know that we have a lot of work to do, and we require lots of help and support. And we've been very fortunate to get a lot of guidance and mentoring along the way. And even our customers, and telling us what is working, what isn't working, always having an open ear, again, being open-minded and being accountable, and certainly to honour humility. And finally, self-discipline. You know, implementing self-control and self-discipline is almost a lifestyle, and we can make such a huge difference to you and those around you. If it's about operating outside your comfort zone and pushing your own boundaries, this requires self-discipline, and small uncomfortable tasks carried out frequently will provide something enjoyable at the end. And for us, you know, we take this to the pest control scenario. You know, just using repetition and positive repetition in our day-to-day work, whether that's cleaning up after a rat infestation, you know, again and again and again, you know, we get good at it. We develop a way of doing that, and then we end up with protected clients at the end. Again, it's such an important thing, like all the other 7 hours as well. And to the future, you know, we are always going to look and develop. We want to push the boundaries. We want to communicate better with our clients. We want to engage with communities and around the capital and around the country, and how we can support them, and what we can do to them, and how we can develop and grow is really, really vital. We've got some projects coming up, which we'll be sharing with everyone over the coming months and this year. We thank you very much for listening today, and we will leave it there.